Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Vav, and we are up to Sif Gimel in the up to the Ramah. We had just seen the following. We have just seen that the halacha is that if a woman goes ahead and needs the dough on Yom Tov, even though there is an Isser on Shabbos and Yom Tov to be mafresh, trumas and maestros, and including that is challah, but since on Yom Tov you can go ahead and bake a challah, Chazal went ahead and said since you need to be mafresh challah, they want to make challah, they were matir, those yisurim, whether the Isser was mishum misakein, or the Isser was mishum mekachul memke, like being makdish something, it would be totally mutter if the woman went ahead and actually needed the dough on Yom Tov. But Shulchan Aruch points out, if, however, the dough was needed before Yom Tov, and she was already chayiv in being mafresh challah before Yom Tov, it is also to be mafresh, we saw the challah on Yom Tov, because it could have been done the day before, and it's going to be usher. Whether the dough is around, whether the matzah or the challah, whatever you baked, was around without any hafrasha, you'd not be able to go ahead and be mafresh and be usher. And this is true, we saw even with challah of chutz la'aretz. And we saw this is true even if she just forgot to do it. Right, you have a scenario, she goes like this, hey, there's no way I can make the dough at night of Yom Tov, there's not going to be enough time, but I want to have fresh challah, so she goes ahead and she needs the dough right before Yom Tov, and then all of a sudden, oh, time to light, and she runs to light, and she then remembers, oh, she wasn't mafresh challah. So now what? You're not allowed to be mafresh challah, it was a shogeg. So here comes the Ramah. Okay, so the Ramah had said, what do you do? This is what we saw yesterday, last Yomi. So what do you do? You go ahead and if it's in chutz la'aretz, what you could do is, you could eat, bake, eat, if the bread was already made, if you have to bake, you can bake that which you're going to eat, and leave over an amount to be mafresh from after Yom Tov. The reason why you can do this is because in chutz la'aretz, the ikur mitzvah is mi derabbanan. And since the ikur mitzvah is derabbanan, we say yesh breira, that retroactively you could be mafresh later for on Yom Tov, after Yom Tov, for on Yom Tov. It's what's called retro definition. You can later on define which is the truma and be mafresh, and that is as if the hafrasha happened on Yom Tov. One of the halachic magic of what's called yesh breira, we hold it by the rabbanan yesh breira. However, chalas eretz yisrael, this will not work because chalas eretz yisrael, it is in its core is d'oraisa, and we do not say yesh breira. So what is the option for chalas chutz la'aretz? Okay. What is the option? Is there anything that you can go ahead and do? So soon we will see the Ramah will give us another option of what you can do in chutz la'aretz that would also work in Eretz Yisrael as well. But before that, we're still in chutz la'aretz. So in chutz la'aretz, you can eat, he said, the bread, and bake it, and save a little bit to be mafresh after Yom Tov. Comes the Ramah, continuing on, he says, "Umutal afois hapas al yedei sheyochal mimenu biyafish achakach chala." And he says, you can even go ahead and bake the bread so that he will eat from it, that bread that he's baking, and then be mafish afterwards, after Yom Tov, the chala. So what's he saying here? Look at the Mishneh Berurah, Sifkat Nechav Dalet. And even though now that he's baking, he's also baking for that chelek of the challah as well, because he's baking all of the dough, and he's going to be leaving some of that bread for after Yom Tov, and therefore, in the end, he's going to be baking for after Yom Tov. The chelek there, right? Lo yeachel b'Yom Tov la'kayin. And even if there was a kayin, okay, around. Okay, you're in chutz la'aretz. In this case, you can't go ahead and feed it to a kohen because you're not doing the hafrasha until after Yom Tov. Now, what do I mean by a kohen? So, I don't know if we mentioned it last time, but the halacha is that when it comes to another important kula in chutz la'aretz, is that the only, in chutz la'aretz, the only tumah that will prevent an individual from eating trumas chutz la'aretz or chala of chutz la'aretz is a tuma hayotze mikufo, like a balkere or a zav. That's a more intense tuma than a tamei mace, someone who touched the mace. So therefore, in chutz la'aretz, if a kohen went to the mikvah, or you're dealing with a katan who is below the age where he will have zera, keri, shechva zera to make him tamei, the kohen would be able to eat the challah. So, in theory, you can give challah of chutz la'aretz to a kohen, but in this case, you can't. So, there's no way anyone's going to be able to be eating the challah on Yom Tov. So, because we're talking in a situation right now where he's not going to be mafrish from this bread that he's baking until after Yom Tov. So he's going to be actually baking for after Yom Tov to be mafrish later on. If later on, maybe he wants to give it to a kohen can or burn it, depending on where the minhag is. So that's what he says. And he says, and we're going to see that such a situation where you're going to go ahead and see that it's going to be usher to go ahead. And what are we going to see in Sivvav? So in Sivvav, you're talking about where you have a partnership with a guy in a dough. You're not allowed to bake the dough because you're going to be baking on behalf of the non-Jew, his chelek in the dough, and you have to split the dough before and only bake your dough. You can't bake the non-Jew's dough because you can split the dough. So the same thing applies over here, l'chaira, because you're going to be baking for challah, which can't be eaten on Yom Tov, because it has to be set aside for it, after Yom Tov, a portion that you can be mafish from. So there's going to be a whole section of that pas that's being left over for after Yom Tov. That's the equivalent of basically baking for a non-Jew. You're baking for after Yom Tov. So he says here, different. Shani hacha, di'i efshar, because it's impossible, l'chalek ha-challah min ha'isa. Here, you can't go ahead and separate the challah from the bread because you're not allowed to go ahead and be mafrish. You're not allowed to go ahead and separate out the truma. So since it's usher for him to be mafrish, so it comes out that the baking of the challah was tzarech Yom Tov because it's through the safia he can go ahead and bake the whole bread and it will not go ahead and, you know, he won't be prevented from having his simchas Yom Tov. Va'od, and he did another pshat, she chelek ha'chala b'zman hazeh hu davar mu'at. The amount that is chala nowadays is a very small amount. The leka tosefes tircha b'shvilo. And there is no additional tircha just for that minimal amount of chala that's being baked. So it's such a minimal amount because the afrasha can be that of a kol shehu. Yesh machmirim v'omer. However, there are those that are machmir and they maintain the kevan delush me'etmol, that there are those that are machmir and say that since he needed it the day before, or she needed it before Yom Tov, and the day before there was the ability to go ahead and to separate off that challah, lo sharina lo b'Yom Tov lefos kol ha'isa. You're not allowed to go ahead and bake the whole dough. Because of the chelak hachala sheyesh bo that's in there, shenefesh shelo l'tzorach, it's being baked not l'tzorach Yom Tov. V'yesh lachosh l'zeh l'chatzila, and you have to be concerned with this l'chatzila shelo lefos kol ha'isa, not to go ahead and bake the whole dough. But rak sheyashir k'tzas isa. So what you should do then is leave a little bit of dough shelo lefos, not to bake it arach Yom Tov until after Yom Tov. When we met him from that dough, yafish chala, your mafish chala after Yom Tov, gam ba'adis arishona, also for the first. Though, miyu im avar ba'afar. However, if she went ahead and she actually baked the whole thing, bevadai mutar lo le'echol, you could eat from that bread or matzah, whatever you're baking, laniach mat, shiyafish mizeh chala, and then just leave a little bit from that which you baked to be mafish chala, le'motzei yonkel. So, comes out, lachla ma'isa, you should be mafish with the sheet that says you should not lechatchila bake the whole dough, you should leave over some of the dough to be mafish from after Yom Tov, if you're going in the Yeren Chutz Laretz, you're being mafish after Yom Tov based on Breira. However, if you baked it, then you can always do what you always do. If you bake the dough before you mafish challah, you go ahead and you mafish from the baked challah, the baked matzah, whatever you made. And in this case, you leave some of the bread or some of the matzah over until after Yom Tov and be mafish from that, but that's only b'di'evet. Now we come to what I was telling you before, that there's another option that can be done in Chutz La'aretz, but even more importantly, this would be an option that you'd be able to utilize in Eretz Yisrael as well. And then he goes, Imrotze, another option, besides going ahead and waiting to be mafrish after Yom Tov, Imrotze, if you want, you can do the following. You can go ahead and knead another dough on Yom Tov. Knead another dough on Yom Tov. Yitzarfem yachad. And then what you could do is join them together. Yafrish me'osa isa gam al mashal lashmer of Yom Tov. Ah, what a cha. Remember we said yesterday, last Yomi, we said that you can go ahead and you can be mafrish challah, provided that you needed the dough on Yom Tov. The problem here is you needed the dough before Yom Tov, so what do you do? He says, here's another etza. Knead a whole new dough on Yom Tov, and then when you mafrish from the new dough, you also include the dough from yesterday. This is what's called, you're allowed to go ahead and be mitzarev and join up two doughs that you're chayev and challah. You can join them up and be mafrish from one onto the other. So let's see this inside. The Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chaf Hey. Bimrotze yuchal. And if you would like, what you can do is the following. You can, as we said, you can go ahead and make another dough and be mafrish from it. Umayri yishet sarachla. But you can only do this if you actually, okay, want this dough, o sharotze leachol pas chama, or you prefer to go ahead and have fresh bread. Meaning, let's say you already baked the bread that you weren't mafrish from before Yom Tov, and you want to now have fresh bread. So either you want to have more bread, or you'd rather have fresh bread, but it's a situation where you're going to want to eat from that bread. And therefore, we couldn't care less, and we have no problem if you want to go ahead and be misaken and take challah also on the first dough, on the first batch, from this new batch that you are now kneading on Yom Tov. And here he says, V'afilu b'challas Eretz Yisrael. And here, even with the challah of Eretz Yisrael, you can go ahead and deal with the problem of having already kneaded the dough before Yom Tov. This is how you can go ahead and rectify it, because since you can't go ahead and take and be mafrish challah in Eretz Yisrael after Yom Tov, if you didn't do it, right, if you want to eat it on Yom Tov, the only eitz is going to be, since you can't be mafrish from that first batch because you kneaded it before Yom Tov, you have to make a whole new batch, when you become chayivin. Then when you mafrish from that dough, that will then serve the hafrasha of the first batch of dough. Tikal chavav odisa, but dafka b'yesh bashir challah. Now he specifies that this new dough has to, in and of itself, have the amount that would make you chayiv and challah. Meaning you can't go ahead, even though normally one can go ahead and join up two doughs to give you the shir of challah to be mafrish and to be chayiv. Here it's not going to be good because you have to independently need to take challah from that second dough, and then be mafrish from that dough for the other dough. Aval, that's what he says. Be'ein ba kashir, but if you don't have the shear independently in this new batch, ela de mitzarfa, but rather you want to go ahead and join it up in marishona with the first one sheyeshba that has in and of itself a shear that we already became chayivin, also that's not going to work. Why? The dummy commanded mafrish challah me'isa sheni losha me'erev yontif, because then it basically is the equivalent of one that is being mafrish from the challah from the first batch, because this is now joining up with this smaller batch, which you're not chayiv in, is now just joining up and hooking up with that first batch that was chayiv, and therefore you're really being mafrish that from that, really from that batch that was chayiv in the first place. Okay, again, he uses the lashon bami kaman, whether it's exactly that, it might not be halachically that, because as he goes on to say, v'yesh makilin, however there are others that are makel, tafilo ein bakas shir, even if there's no shir, v'al yedeit seiruf, sal, and you're joining it up in the basket. And based on joining it up in the basket, now you're being mafrish from the new dough onto the old dough, even though you weren't chayiv. Still, the bottom line is, you want to eat fresh dough, fresh bread from that new dough, and even though it doesn't independently have its own chiyuv, it can still be viewed as being mafrish from the new dough that was kneaded. And he says, in a situation where you have no choice, for example, you don't have enough flour to be chayiv a new challah in the new dough. So then, in such a situation, you can rely on the sheet that allows you just to go ahead and join it up with the previous dough that was chayiv in challah from before Yom Tov. Sipat Nuchav Zayin, the Yitzar Fim Yachad, she says, the Fimash of Pasek Abachaber in your day, a Simon, Sof Simon Shinchafei, Shdei Isos, two doughs. Each batch of dough, has within it the shear of challah. So ain't sricha no tzir of kli v'lo negiya. You don't really need to join them up in a basket, in a kli, or have them touch each other. Ella, all you really need is mani ashtei in the front of you. All you need is to have both of them in front of you. U'mafresh mizal zem, be mafresh one on the other. V'achanami, so to here, Cain, that's the case. If we're assuming we're going with the, okay, the shita that, like the lechatila shita that we saw from the previous sif, that the second batch has a chiyuv, an independent chiyuv challah, you would not need to really go ahead and put them in the same basket or have them touch each other. That you only need to do if the one of the batches does not in and of itself have that shear, at least one of the batches, have within itself that shear necessary to be chayev and challah. Sif dalet. Hamafresh challah b'yom tov. Someone is mafresh challah on yom tov, v'hi tmeya. And he's mafresh the challah in yom tov, and the challah is tamei. Now, b'zman hazeh, look at the Mishnah Berurah, v'hi tmeya, v'hu adin shuma b'challah b'zman hazeh. This is the bottom line. The shuma and challah nowadays, shukulanu tmei mesim, we're all tmei mesim. Bottom line is, it's going to be a tamei challah. The challah is going to be tmeya, which means it can't be eaten, right? It can't be eaten by, let's say, Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael today. So, like, basically, in Eretz Yisrael, this is always going to be the situation where you have since in Eretz Yisrael, any challah or truma that even has tumas mace cannot be eaten by a Kohen. So, what do you do? On one hand, again, we're talking about where he needed the dough on yantif, and he's being mafresh, he's allowed to be mafresh. But the problem is, once he's mafresh, what do you do with the challah? You can't give it to a Kohen. So he says, lo yefa osa, v'lo yisrafenim. So you're not allowed to go ahead and bake that challah that you were mafresh, that you separated, and you can't burn it. Because you mafresh it, but you have to basically leave it alone. Why? She'ain sarfin kachar biyomtov. You can't burn the kachar biyomtov. What do we do with challah? What do we do with challah? We burn it. You know, we go ahead, like we have a whole, usually have a whole batch of challah that we were mafresh, and we burn, you know, together with chametz, right? You burn it, but you can't burn it on yomtov. You can burn it out. You could burn the challah that's tamei. That's what you're supposed to do with it. You can't do that on Yom Tov because it's not sorech hayom. Ela manicha ad ha'ereb b'sarfa. Rather, you have to leave it around until the evening and then burn it. So that's what you have to do. Okay, so get that scenario. You needed a dough on Yom Tov. Then you were mafresh. So what do you do with it? You can't give it to a kohen since you can't give it to a kohen because it's tamei. So you have to leave it to after Yom Tov because during the week you just go ahead and burn it right away. But on Yom Tov, you can't burn kachim on Yom Tov. So therefore, you have to go ahead and leave it for after Yom Tov to burn it down. Definitely says Chavtes lo yefa osa. Number one is you can't bake it. Why? Mishum dihi asura v'achila, because it's asur to be eaten. And since it's asur to be eaten, you're going to be baking for no reason. Buhu adin shasura hi betilpul. And also, it is something you're not allowed to go ahead and even move around mitam zeh, because it's not something that can be baked, and therefore it's mukta. It has no purpose. It's not a food. It's not something that can be eaten. The afal pikein miyad yishakara l'shem challah. However, immediately when he gives it the status of challah, dayin he biyado, and it's still in his or her hand, kodim shenicha, before he or she puts it down. So then, Rashi the Talmud l'chol makom sheyirtzeh. In other words, what does someone do when they mafresh challah on Yom Tov? You got to drop it right there. So once you're mafresh, you have it in your hand. So the lachem by mukta is that once you have it in your hand already, okay, so you can then go ahead and before you put it down, and you have to be mafresh, and now you have it in your hand. So before you put it down, you can then go ahead and move it to any place and put it there. But back to what he says. After he gives the status of challah by being mafresh and still in his or her hand, Rashai l'taltala l'chol makom sheyirtzeh. He or she, whoever was mafresh the challah, usually it's the woman, she could go ahead and bring it and place it anywhere, u'manicha sham, and put it in whatever place she wants, ad chol hamoed, until chol hamoed, v'az sarfa, and then she goes ahead and burns that. She goes ahead and burns that dough on Chol HaMoed because she couldn't do it on Yom Tov. Why? She ain't sarfin. You're not allowed to be sarif kachim on Yom Tov. V'yafal gav disreif es chala tmeya mitzvah. And even though it's a mitzvah, the chayr you could burn, right, chala, because you're supposed to burn chala. It's a mitzvah to burn chala if it's tamei. It's a mitzvah. Mikom makom, it's not doche Yom Tov. Ain't a doche Yom Tov. Why? Shehu asei v'lo sasei. Oh. Really, l'chayra, you should be able to go ahead and burn the challah on Yom Tov, because the mitzvah is aseh. And we know the aseh is docha los aseh. What's the los aseh of burning on on Yom Tov, she should be able to go ahead and burn it on Yom Tov to fulfill the mitzvah of Shubitocha Losase of Melacha on Yom Tov. The problem is that it's not only a Melacha, a Losase, when you do Melacha of kindling and lighting and burning up the dough, it's also an Aseh of Shabbaton. Right? There's a Losase and Aseh. When you have a Losase and Aseh, ain't Docha Aseh. An Aseh is not going to be Docha, a Losase Viase, only a Losase. So therefore, since he can't burn it on Yom Tov, she can't burn it on Yom Tov, she has to leave it around. Manicha sefrat lamed alef, manicha ad ha'erev, she leaves it around until the evening, the sarfa, and she then burns it. Umashma l'chayra, it's mashma, however, seemingly, the sarfa b'layla, she goes ahead and she burns it at night on chalamayit. Ahei b'ralacha b'ashik salmese, and check out in the b'ralacha what he writes about that. And then he goes on. Cholze, all of this is in chalas Eretz Yisrael. This is all in chalas Eretz Yisrael, she yasur l'tzmeyah. Chalas Eretz Yisrael can't be eaten by a kohen because any tumah, even a tumas mace, okay, that's on this true this challah cannot be eaten because it's challah's Eretz Yisrael, which we aron is dairaisa, okay. But if we're talking about challah's chutz laretz, that's a different story. And now it depends. In chutz laretz, we said in principle, you can go ahead and feed it to a kohen if the kohen went ahead and went to the mikveh from keri, because the only tumah that's going to aser this lesser kedusha, obviously the rabbanon of challah in chutz laretz, the only tumah that's usher is the tumah haba migufa, like zav and keri. Practically, we don't have zav today, we have keri. So a keri, or a woman who might be a nida, a zava, so they have to go to the mikvah. So if they go to the mikvah, a kohen goes to the mikvah, you can feed, in principle, a kohen challah in chutz laretz. Or if the kohen is a, let's say, a katan under 9, where his keri is not considered a halachic keri, to make him kamei, so that you can always, even without the mikvah, you could feed it to a kohen katan. But that's only assuming the places in chutz laretz where we know you guys. That's what he says. Or we're talking, oh, but chutz laretz, the makomos she'ein noagim, in the places where we're not knowing lachila the kohen tahor, the tumas keri. We're knowing not to give it to a kohen who is tahor, became tahor from tumas keri, dahainu gadol shetava, we're talking either a gadol that went to the mikvah, oh, katan, or a katan that's pachos, that's younger than 9. Meaning, there are places in Chutz Laretz, there are makomos that are no way that you do feed the chalas Chutz Laretz to a tahor kohen. Obviously, not tahor from tumas meis, but he's tahor from tumas keri, tumas zav. She's from tumas zava. So it's called a tumah haba migufa. So if in Chutz Laretz we're not noyeg that way, so then obviously that would be the same halacha here. You wouldn't be able to burn it. You'd have to wait till after. Have to wait till after Yom Tov. Or he says, "Oh, makom she'ein kohen levanein." Or let's say have a situation where there's no kohen around. So even if we do go ahead and feed it to a kohen, if there's no kohen around in town, so then you have a situation where, once again, you're not going to be able to feed it to a kohen. Aval im noagin latet lekohen. But if you're in a place where the minhag is to give it to a kohen, and yesham kohen, there is a kohen available, then mutar lo lefosa, it would be permitted to go ahead and bake it, and then give it to the kohen, because why not? You're being mafish. You're baking it, giving it to a kohen, and there's no problem. You don't have to leave it around. You can actually bake it and give it to a kohen. It's Bayal El Simon Taf Nun Zayin. And this is all, okay, spelled out, if you recall, in Simon Taf Nun Zayin. Ad Kan.